Advocates at Northeastern University's Public Health Advocacy Institute are ready to sue e-cigarette company Juul Labs over e-cigarette addiction among minors. Institute leaders say Juul deceptively markets highly addictive nicotine products to minors, and they want the company to fund youth addiction treatment and prevention programs throughout Massachusetts. Mark Gottlieb is the executive director of the Public Health Advocacy Institute at Northeastern. He joins us now to talk about the threatened lawsuit. Good morning, Mark, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
So let me start with this. If you file, what would be your goal in this lawsuit?
Well, our goal is to help the teens and the parents of teens throughout Massachusetts, thousands of them, tens of thousands of them, who have become dependent on nicotine as a result of using Juul e-cigarettes.
I understand Juul advertises its product as tools to help adults quit smoking. Is that correct, or do you think there's evidence that it is also targeting teenagers?
Well, certainly in the first several years when the product became, explosively popular, so to speak, it has, used youth-focused social media marketing and imagery that is very popular, I think, for young people. But moreover, the product itself has been engineered both in terms of its chemistry, of the microprocessors, and electrical engineering to addict nicotine-naive brains like those of adolescents. And this is really where the targeting occurs.
I'm wondering if you can elaborate on that a little bit more. What exactly makes marketing geared towards youth, and are younger brains more prone to becoming addicted to nicotine than say, an adult brain?
Adolescent brains, as we know, are not fully formed and are very vulnerable to addiction, and it's a type of addiction that is harder to overcome the younger the person is when they become addicted to nicotine. And one of the big problems we have is right now there is no proven best practices or treatment for teens who are addicted to vaping, unlike with adults and nicotine replacement therapies, which have been proven effective. We don't have that with teens, and that's why it's so important to start a program to research best practices, and that's what we want Juul Labs to fund in Massachusetts.
So the Institute is asking Juul to fund youth addiction treatment and prevention programs. Exactly what would those programs look like?
Well, we haven't worked out the details, and it's not necessarily up to the lawyers to figure out all the details of that, but I would imagine it would mean that there would be pediatricians available to help set up individualized treatment programs for teens in different parts of Massachusetts, because all over the state we do have teens who are addicted to nicotine as a result of using Juul, and they want to quit.
Juul has 30 days to respond to this request before a lawsuit is filed. Do you think there's any chance that you might be able to reach an agreement on funding these programs before then?
Well, Juul is in a funny position. They've really taken over the entire cigarette market, e-cigarette market in the United States. In 3 years, they took over 75% of the market, and they've done it largely on the backs of kids, and I don't think that's what they want. And they have been making a lot of statements to the FDA and to state governments about how that's not what their product's about, and I think they have a great opportunity here to sort of put their money where their mouth is and fund programs to help these teens who want to quit. And I'm encouraged by some of the statements they've been making, and hopeful that we can reach some sort of agreement for funding such a program before the lawsuit has to be filed.
That's Mark Gottlieb, the executive director of the Public Health Advocacy Institute at Northeastern University. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Certainly. Take care.
And we should point out that Juul says in a statement that its products are meant for adults trying to quit smoking and are not meant for non-nicotine users or minors.